Thank you for downloading this message from New Horizon AOG Church. We pray that it inspires you to arise and shine.
Thank you. Well, good morning, church. Are we all doing well? Good. What a powerful morning. God is in the house. Yes? God is in the house. Not that he's not normally in the house, but God is in the house today. And he's among us. And this morning, I just want to open the word with us. And in the book of Isaiah, we see God speak to the prophet Isaiah, and he says these words, "Speak tenderly to my people." And this morning, I felt God remind me of those words as I prepared to open up the scripture with you this morning. And I just feel God wants me to speak tenderly into your hearts, bring comfort into your hearts and your minds and your souls as we open the word of God together. This message has been born out of a prophetic word that I felt the Lord give me, and I felt that the Lord gave me this prophetic word, and I brought it in a devotion quite a few weeks ago, and that prophetic word was, "There is more." Let me say that again. There is more. With God, there is always more. In your life, there is more to come with God. So whether you've walked into church today not knowing what the future holds, I want to encourage you right here, right now, that there is more. You see, when we spend time with God, we know more of God. And as we know more of God, we see God's power unfold in our lives more and more. Yes? My title this morning is Dwelling in the Presence of the Most High. And you may remember I shared a message about drawing close to him last time. And as we opened up the scriptures in my last message, I explained that we have an open door to come before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross. And we sang those wonderful words today, didn't we? Freely he gave it all for us. Freely he gave it all for us so that we may have life and life to the full. So today we have an open door to come into the presence of God. And we looked at how we come into the presence of God last time. And today I want to look what happens when we come into the presence of God. So dwelling in the presence of the Most High. And we're going to read from those wonderful words in Psalm 91. And if you've got your Bibles, I'd love you to turn with me to Psalm 91. But if you don't worry, it's going to come up on the screens. It says this, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys in midday. A thousand may fall at your side, tens of thousands at your right hand, but it will not come near you." Come on. "No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all ways. You will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. But he loves me, says the Lord. Because he loves me, says the Lord, sorry. I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in times of trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. Amen and amen. This morning, I just want to spend a short time just drawing out four quick points regarding these verses we find in Psalm 91. And our first point this morning is that when we dwell in the presence of the Most High, we find rest. Let me say that again to you. When we dwell in the presence of the Most High, we find rest. This morning, the rest I'm talking about is not referring to a break or a time out. I am talking about the presence of God and finding a fresh understanding of what the word rest means. You see, when we understand something of what rest is in God, we understand that burdens are removed. We understand that fear disappears. We understand that anxieties fade away, and what seemed overpowering becomes manageable. Wow. I love to worship God, and I love to spend time with God. And I don't know about you, but relationship is really key for me. And you will have picked that up if you've ever spent any time with me. I love to be around people and to talk to people. And one of the reasons I love to talk to people is because when you spend time with people, you pick something up of who they are, and a bit of them rubs off on you. And it's always good to spend time with people who are good people. And you are all good people who are smiling back at me this morning. And I love that we have a church that is full of good people. Amen? Come on. You see, there's something important about spending time with people. But there's something greater about spending time with God. And when we understand the power of dwelling in the presence of the Most High, something radical happens in our lives. Something radical happens in our lives, and the things that have been surrounding us in the world, because the Bible says that we live in the world, but not of the world. And what that means is that because Christ came and died on the cross for you, there is a freedom that has been, and a price that has been paid over your life, that you can have the power of God unfold in your life today. Amen? You see, Psalm 91 describes God as our refuge and our fortress. You see, in God, we have a secure defense. And what that means is we need not fear what may come against us, because it will not overcome God, and it will not overcome us. There may be times where you feel like you've been beaten and you're at your lowest point. I've been there. I'm sure we can all put our hands up and say we've been there. But I want you to know today that God is a God who lifts people up from the miry pit, who sits them upon a rock and gives them strength and a fresh anointing and rises them upon wings like eagles. Amen? You see, there are many man-made fortresses in our world. Some you may be aware of, like Windsor Castle made by William the Conqueror, which he designed as a strategic stronghold on the River Thames. You may even be aware of somewhere called Fort Knox, which is in the USA, which was built after the First World War. You may have heard that saying, nothing gets past like Fort Knox. You're not gonna, it's built like Fort Knox. But there's nothing in this world that will ever compare to the fortress and stronghold that is in God. It is much stronger. It is not man-made, and it will never fall. It will never be defeated, and it will never crumble. Psalm 27 verse 5 says these words, "For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling place. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me upon a rock." Oh, maybe today you're sat here or you're listening at home and life just seems a little bit overwhelming. Like there's no way forward. Maybe today, this morning, even getting out of bed was hard because of the battles that are going off in your mind with anxiety, with depression. I want you to know today that God has got you right in the right place. God has got you exactly where he wants you to be. And the fact that you had the courage to walk into this place today was a physical statement that said, God, I want to come into your presence. I want to walk into your presence. And you have placed yourself in the presence of God. And today I want you to know that you're going to leave this place knowing something afresh of what it is to dwell in the Most High, and that you will know the rest and peace of God over your life. Psalm 91 calls us to go to God as our place of safety. It does not call us to live a life that avoids risks. I want you to know that. Sometimes it's very easy when we describe a fortress or a stronghold to be a place that we hide in forever and we don't venture out in the world. But when the Bible describes God as a fortress and a stronghold, what that means is that we have that hiding place and that security of knowing that we are where God wants us to be. And we can go out into the world with confidence knowing that God is with us. You see, it doesn't call us to live a life of self-protection or hiding ourselves from this world, but rather it calls us to face life with confidence in God, knowing he is our refuge and our strength, and that we can go through life with courage and without fear because of who stands with us. Because of who stands with us. My second point this morning is that when we dwell in the presence of the Most High, we find protection. Today, when we spend time in the presence of God and we truly understand what it means to find the protection of God. Proverbs 18 verse 10 says these words, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous will run into it and are safe." Psalm 24 says, "Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord is mighty in battle." You see, when we enter the presence of God, we are choosing to be in his presence, but we are choosing to come under his protection as well. And we are choosing to make the Lord our refuge. In verse 2 of Psalm 91, it demonstrates this action of our heart, because it says that we are to place ourselves and declare God as our refuge. So today, maybe your declaration needs to be, "The Lord is my refuge. He is my fortress. You are my God in whom I trust. God, you are my place of safety today. Maybe today you need to say those words afresh in your heart. You see, in Psalm 91, it reveals details of how God protects us. Firstly, we see in verse 3 that it tells us that God protects us from evil. God will save you and I from evil. You see, those who are looking to hurt us or trap us or to kill us even, this is a promise of protection against all who seek God. And I just want to share a story, a bit of a testimony of how this has worked, not only in my life, but in our family's life. You see, when my wife, Becky, was carrying Jessica, our first child, she was at her mum's house, at my mother-in-law's house. And she was in the house listening to worship music. And all of a sudden, she saw these two lads running through the garden. But what had happened in the meantime is God had removed her from that place because she was in the garden, but she moved herself into the kitchen. And without knowing, God had protected her from ever coming in front of these two lads that had been running away from the police at the time. I remember a story of when we were walking as a family, and I think I've shared this before, but we were walking at Mark Eaton Park, I believe it was, around the woodland area. And the kids were young and they wanted to go and explore, and Bethany had basically got herself into a bit of a pickle where she had found herself surrounded by nettles. And she shouted out, "Dad, Dad, come and get me." And without hesitation, and my mother-in-law tells this story regularly, without hesitation, I ran with shorts on into these nettles, picked my little girl up, wrapped her in my arms, and carried her out of that place where she felt like she was going to find harm. See, what a wonderful image that is, because ultimately that's what God does when we face danger. You see, there's moments in our lives where we come against danger, but God places his angels surrounding us and removes us from the place of danger so that we can experience the safety of God. And there may be many experiences in your life where you've never really known you've been in danger. But God has known that you might be in danger. And he's removed you from that situation. What a powerful thing to think about. The second thing that Psalm 91 shows us is that the Lord is our shield. You see, the Lord as our shield gives a great analogy. See, if you ever understand anything about the old armory that was used in battle, a shield was there to defend. It was there to protect. Now imagine the Almighty God as a shield in front of you. There is nothing that is going to come against you. There is nothing that is going to come and defeat you, because we have an almighty shield. It describes God's wings being spread out. You see, sometimes the Bible uses analogies for us to help us understand what God does. You see, an eagle, when it's protecting its young, wraps its wings out and wraps its wings around its babies to protect it. And no predator is going to come against those baby eagles. And the Bible wants us to understand something afresh of the protection of God. It wants us to understand that God is our protector. You see, the third thing that Psalm 91 describes as God protecting us is also that God's protection does not end at night. It does not cease in the day. But that God's protection surrounds us all the time. All the time. When I preached previously, Pastor Andy brought God gave him a picture after the evening service of almost like a badge, access all areas. And we need to understand something about the power of God. That access all areas also means that God's relationship with us doesn't cease at any moment. Because he loves us. And he's continually chasing after us. Today, maybe you need to hear those words afresh. That God loves you. And that he is chasing after you. Because he loves you. My third point is that when we dwell in the presence of the Most High, we find salvation. See, when I read my Bible, there's one thing that stands out the most in my Bible. That our God, the God that we worship, is a God who is striving to bring salvation into our lives and into this world's life, into the lives of people in this world. See, in verse 3, it says, "Surely he will save me from the foulest snare and from the deadly pestilence." You see, when we truly come before God with humility and repentance and dwell in the presence of the Most High, we unleash the power of God. And that power of God is the salvation of God. See, the word salvation means to be saved. Maybe today you've lost your way. Maybe today you've been away from God. And I want you to know that there is no judgment, there is no condemnation here right now. But God's brought you to this place because he wants you to know that he loves you and he's calling you home and that there is salvation in him and that there is love in him and that he loves you and that he wants to have a loving relationship with you today. My final point is that when we understand all of these things, there is therefore no need to fear. Because when we understand that when we can dwell in the presence of the Most High and find rest, protection, and salvation, we need not fear. We need not fear what may come against us. We need not fear what may be facing in our lives. But today, I want you to know that you can receive a fresh anointing of the power of God. I just want to spend some time praying at the end, if that's okay. And as I said at the beginning of my preach, I felt God share those words from Isaiah, "Speak tenderly to my people." And I pray that these have been words of comfort to your hearts today. I believe today that God wants his people to spend time afresh with him. Over these last 18 months, we have sometimes struggled to find time to spend with God. But there is an importance, there is such an importance of dwelling in the presence of the Most High. You see, when we dwell in the presence of the Most High, the things that we are facing in life don't just disappear, but we understand something afresh because God is with us. The things that we are facing seem more manageable. The things and the battles that we are coming against seem more manageable. But I truly believe in this place today, God wants to heal anxiety. I truly believe that God wants to heal depression. I believe today that God wants to set chains free in this place. And I'm just going to invite Tom and Rosie just to come and play in the background for us. And we're going to stand in a second and we're going to pray. And if that's you, I just want you to reach your hands out to God. And we're going to sing those words again. Freely he gave it all for me. We're just going to spend the last 5 minutes just praying. And then we're going to go home and eat our dinner. But I believe that God is going to do something in this place. Amen? Yeah. Amen? Come on, why don't you stand with me? And we're just going to sing these words afresh. Freely he gave it all for me. And in a second, I'll end with some prayer. Thank you, Rosie.
Surrendered your life upon the cross. And I will fall at your feet, and I will worship you here. You're worthy, Lord. And I will fall at your feet, and I will fall. And lifting death to life, forever our God is glorified. Servant and King who rescued the world, and this is our God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are in this place. Thank you, Lord God, that you are in the business of setting people free from captivity and burdens. And today, Lord God, I pray over anybody in this place or who is listening online who may be suffering from anxiety, stress, depression, addiction. And we pray in the name of Jesus that today something will break free in those areas of people's lives. And we pray, Lord God, that you will come in strength and power, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you will set people free in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, that as we draw near to you afresh, Lord God, and we spend time in your presence, and we dwell in the presence of the Most High, Lord God, that the words that have been spoken today, that we will know them afresh, that we will find rest, that we will find protection, and that we will find salvation afresh in you, Lord God. And because we know all of those things are in you, Lord God, we will not fear the darkness that may come. We will not fear what may come from the left or the right, what arrow may hit us. But we give you the glory in this place, Lord, and we say, Lord God, come and have your way in this place. Come and have your way in our lives. And Lord God, we are your people, and we say, come and have your way afresh in us. Almighty God, we give you glory. And we declare you as King of Kings. Freely you gave it all for us, Lord. Freely you gave it. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Bless you. I'm going to hand over to Pastor Becky.
What an amazing word. And I just pray that we're just going to take that into our hearts right now. You know, my little boy had his first day at school today, and he's in year five, and he came home and he was like, Mummy, I'm in with the year sixes and they're all a bit rough and they're swearing, Mummy, and I don't really know what to do. And he felt a little bit lost, you know, but I was able to just say, who goes with you into the school playground? Who is your protection? Who is with you? And that's what we've heard this morning, isn't it? Who is with you? Who is your protection? He goes before you into every circumstance. He is over you in everything you do. He wants to give you healing. He wants to be with you. And just go into your workplaces, go into your homes, go into your schools, go into your colleges. He's right there with you. And so you can take confidence in that today. Thank you, Pastor Steve, for just a great anointed word. Lord, we just thank you that you have been with us this morning. We thank you that your presence has been here and that we've been able to just chase after you, God, and rest in you. I pray that this word will help us to lean and rest into you, God, that whatever we face, you are above it. You offer healing. You offer protection, God, and there is no fear in you, no fear to be found. And we thank you that we've heard those words this morning, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, it has been great to be in the house of God today.
We hope that you've enjoyed this message. For any more information or to download our weekly podcast, please go to www.newhorizonchurch.org.uk.